This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, it's Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. And I know the teams are inviting the media over. Really, Josh, it's really tough for media members to say no when the local teams invite them over and ply them with food.
Yeah.
Close circuit to whoever's headed over to Target Field next week. You're required to bring food back for the noon to three hosts. Mm. I think it's in the union contract, Josh. Have you spotted that yet?
They met, I believe, today and this week. I'm sure it's in the back end of their conversations.
Mm.
It is important.
So this one for $12.99. This is in New York. Mets game. $12.99. You get 12 hot dogs stuffed inside of a Mets helmet. Who the hell wants that? Kobayashi? Is that it? I mean, Do we want to go with the food eating jokes? And also, does that trouble you that they're that cheap in New York? Shouldn't they be aren't we expecting everything just to be a little more expensive? And so,
are they straight off the street? Are they off the carts off of the street?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't mind those. I have more faith than 12 smushed, let's go with that word, 12 smushed hot dogs.
Dollar dog night-esque dogs, yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously dollar dog night. By the way, the Metrodome hot dogs, people who pine for them, get out of here. Yuck. God, the boiled hot dog, dead to me. Grill it. You know where I stand on ketchup. So messy. Trip had the story the other day where, I mean, Messi's coming to town. And there are a number of tickets not sold for the phenomenal stadium, Allianz. I mean, it's as good as any venue we have. And then you're like, Messi, what are we doing? So many people are worried he's not going to show. Because this has happened with some regularity. Getting older. Getting injured, and also, don't think Messi really wants to play as many games as he used to. Let's just admit it. So you've had some places where they face this and have offered up a complimentary ticket in return. You need to reimburse if we're talking entertainment. Okay. I even think if a singer is compromised, I've told this story before where this has got to be about a decade ago, saw The Who at the X, and Roger Daltrey just couldn't sing. They should have canceled the show. And I love The Who. And at the end he goes, I owe you one. Yeah, I never got that money back. Does Raj have my address? Did I miss something, Raj? So if it's an artist, a group, yeah, you get your money back. But – a team comes to town and the main guy isn't there. With the NBA, this is a problem on a regular basis. Josh, as a sports aficionado, how realistic is it? Timberwolves are selling tickets. They've sold, well, they sold out the lower bowl this year. And I would assume they're going to have success selling tickets next year with the popularity of much of this team. Some of it's certainly tied to what happens in the playoffs. But what is realistic for teams if the Lakers, let's say, came to town and there's no LeBron and no Luka? Is it just what we've done forever? Buyer beware? Or is this where teams, and it's easy to, for me to get hot take, talk show host, no LeBron, give me my money back. How practical, realistic, because legally, it's tough on us. If we buy the seats, there's no guarantee. Are we going to see any sort of adjustment about this, you think, let's say the next 5-10 years? What's your guess?
I would say it depends on the sport. If you have a sport like MLB or NBA who are doing okay, but definitely TV and, you know, popularity-wise could probably be doing better financially, I think
NBA just signed a multi-billion-dollar TV deal.
Yeah.
I know the ratings are down, but people are streaming it
as many ways. As far as ratings, but as far as getting people in the door down the line, I think it definitely depends on the sport. But I've also, as someone who has fallen victim to the I can't wait to go see LeBron and I don't get LeBron fiasco, It's tough to say, but I think it's going to come into play. Like, somebody's going to have to step in at some point and be kind of the middleman between the fans and the team and their market, basically.
Yeah, I guess you could see legal challenges.
They're not legally required to play if they don't want to. That's kind of where the line is.
It's not going to be legal challenges, but can they put enough pressure? I doubt it, because that possibility has been there for decades. It just has been heightened. You may have touched on it, too. It might depend on the leverage the sports, that particular sport has. And with MLS, in certain cities, if one guy has that much sway, and that would be Messi and no one's close in MLS, you might have to do it. But let's just be honest. If the Wolves continue to sell tickets to this level, and it's not exactly uncommon, it's not exactly fresh, it's been going on for a decade plus, I don't think you have that leverage. I would love to see some helpfulness, but also injuries happen. And sometimes it's not fake. Sometimes it's not the phony rest. And you can't just say, well, ACL, so I get my money back. It just doesn't work that way. But I will be just curious to watch, because there's just going to be more platforms out there to complain about this. Okay, let's take a look. What do you have on the entertainment recommendation? What is a TV show that you're enjoying right now that you think is worth telling me and the audience? What's a show you're watching recently that makes a lot of sense? Because of Adam, Adolescence is on the table for this weekend and will be consumed, and I'm looking forward to it. What else do you have? Dan will join the mix. We'll get a little preview of Dan's show, too, since he's in for Jason. 651-461-9226. Okay, here's some shows. I mentioned Adolescence. That's going to be a part of the fair at some point this weekend. I started Paradise. I really liked Paradise. I need to get back to it. Severance. So I jumped into the first season. Loved the first episode. Watched the second episode of the first season while I was doing too many other things. It was just, wait a second, what is happening? Wait, I need to sit down and watch it. I need to get back to it, because I know I have a couple really good friends who are mad at me that they can't talk Severance with me, because the finale for the second season was last night. So I need to jump back on that one. And then I keep hearing more and more good things, Dan Cook, about The Pitt. This is Noah Wiley, Dr. Carter fame from ER. It's based around an emergency room It's based around real facts. But then there are other elements which are supposedly completely unlike other medical shows, which I don't quite – I heard the explanation once, and I need to go back and see it. But – so I got a few. Do you have something that you've really enjoyed lately or something you really want to watch?
You know, I've honestly gotten away from a lot of scripted TV at this point. And I'm doing a whole lot more like YouTube
watching. It's beneath
you?
That's
not beneath me.
Is that what you're saying?
There just isn't, yep. Like, timing wise, with the weird schedule that I live with my life, it's hard to dedicate myself to a specific schedule, you know, for yep. stuff anymore. So if I can stream a series here or do something like that, I'll try to do that. But it's just, it's not easy, man. It's not easy. So I do a lot of watching on YouTube actually lately. And it's not TV shows, it's just different YouTube channels that I'm into. So
yeah, I jump into that. I also, for amusement, and I'm not apologizing for one second, I love TikTok. TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. TikTok's a huge time sink.
Oh, my God. But, you know, sometimes people think just, if it's a time suck, it's negative. There are many times I watch and feel like I laugh.
I'm not losing hours of my life because I'm not entertained.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Well, you listen to this show occasionally. I'm not going there to break down the news. I'm going there to be amused. Okay.
Yeah.
No, zero.
When I see any news stuff on TikTok, I'm out on any kind of news stuff. It's the funny stuff.
Yes.
And it's the entertaining stuff. It's, you know, my astronomy obsession now. It's all that kind of stuff that I'm feeding there.
A lot of people talking Shrinking. I love Shrinking. I thought the first season was a 9.5. Second season had moments, but it's still really, really good. October 8th, about anti-Semitism. There's a lot of other good candidates. All right. What do you got? You got 3 hours. What's coming up?
We're going to be doing Card to Sharks as per usual on Friday. We'll talk with Dan Hayes from The Athletic. We're going to talk a little Twins. We are less than a week to opening day. So we'll talk about that. And then headed out at the end of the show tonight, I want to know what people are looking forward to this weekend. What has he got on the docket? Is it just being by yourself and having some downtime? Or is there something specific you got planned? I want to know what people are excited about as we head into the weekend.
Jason is allowing you to go near Card to Sharks.
Yes. Well, actually, I don't even know that he's allowing it. I just told him I was going to do it. So
it's an upgrade.
Yeah. Well, you know where it's. I mean, you're the one who puts it away.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to say we're not even doing like the big board over here because we don't have that much room in the studio. But we'll wing it. It'll be good.
How am I going to like that new studio?
How do you like anything new? I'm just saying.
That's a very good point.
I mean, you know.
It's a very, very accurate point from someone who knows me very well. Josh, excellent work.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Cook.